Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, wherever you are, just begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah is the highest praise. Praise ye Jehovah. Come on and tell him again, hallelujah. Oh, we say thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, success, and victory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's teaching is let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And we are in the 34th Psalm, verse 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live to both podcasts with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions on air and there's no topic off limits, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But the best way to ensure that your soul never misses this powerful word is to follow the podcast, so the recordings will be sent to you via text if you can't tune in live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's DF in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. And I thank you to everyone who follows. We have followers from all over the nation, and I thank you for that, as well as people who tune in to the Bible study live from all over the nation. And we have listeners from multiple countries to Daily Fire. So I just want to thank you for sharing your time with me and with the Lord. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can see my itinerary, upcoming speaking engagements. You can contact me there, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, as well as donate to Rossi Williams Ministries to help spread the gospel in television and on air. Or you can donate via Cash App, $Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All right, I'm in Psalm 34, verse 8. Let's get ready and talk about let me tell you something. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts or takes refuge in him. Listen again, saints. Oh, comma, taste and see that the Lord is good. Exclamation point. Blessed is the man or the woman who takes refuge, who finds that place of safety and safe harbor, or who trusts in him. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. Let me tell you something. Have you ever been around someone when they made that phrase, when they said that phrase? Let me tell you something. When a person says, let me tell you something, I mean, they get a certain posture. Their tone takes on a very confident tone, sometimes even an angry tone, because whatever it is that the person is about to tell you, he or she is very sure of that thing. If it's nothing else that the person knows for certain, whatever it is that's going to follow the words, let me tell you something, that's the one thing he or she knows for sure. They might say, let me tell you something, as they're about to put you in your place for how you mistreated them. So they start with, let me tell you something, to get your undivided attention, because you understand that they're not playing now. And whatever they're about to tell you, you really better take heed to that thing. Because if you miss out on what he or she is telling you, the entire relationship may be doomed, or there may be a material modification in the way things will be from that day forward. Let me tell you something. I don't need you, right? Let me tell you something. I was making it before you came, and I'll make it after you leave. Let me tell you something. I am degreed. I don't need you to tell me this. Let me tell you something. Glory. Whatever is coming afterward, you better make sure you're ready for it. So I came today, on today's Daily Fire, to say to you, let me tell you something. So that means sit up straight and pay attention. Because what I'm about to tell you is a thing that I know for sure. The word said, oh, taste and see, glory, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Let me tell you something today. God is good. Now, some of you said, wait, that's it? That's all you had to say? See, that's the problem right there. That's why I had to preface it. But let me tell you something, because you've begun to become so complacent in your faith. You've gotten to a position of so taking God for granted that God is good doesn't even resonate with you anymore. It doesn't mean anything to you because somehow you've forgotten what the goodness of God encompasses. Let me tell you something. God is good, and because of that, blessed is the person who trusts in him. I said because of God's goodness, not because of your goodness, not because of my goodness, but because of God being good. Blessed is the person. Comfort is the person. Forgiven is the person. Hallelujah. Healed is the person. Protected is the person who trusts in him. In Psalm 107 and verse 1, 107 Psalm verse 1, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 86 and 5, for you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Let me tell you something, God is good. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. God is good. Let me tell you something. He's a forgiving God. God is good. He's a healing God. God is so, so good. He's a merciful God. He's a redeeming God. He is a God of second chance and third chance and fourth chance. He is good. Let me tell you something. One thing I know for sure. God is good. And because of his goodness, his love for you never changes. you're up, he loves you. Whether you're down, he still loves you. When you serve him, he loves you. When you backslide, he still loves you. When you're rebellious, he doesn't give up on you. He doesn't withdraw his love. When you just are obstinate and choose to go live a sinful life, God still loves you. Why? Because God is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the person who trusteth in him. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Because God is good. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Let me tell you something. God is good. Let me remind you of something. God is good. Today you're listening to me because in God's goodness, he allowed you to awaken. There are so many people who, just like you and I, planned out their agenda for today, talked about what they were going to do and with whom they would spend time and what they would see, but they were not allowed to even see this day. Their time on the earth had expired. It was time for them to transition. But here you are alive. How dare you take God for granted? God is good. Let me tell you something. Come on, wherever you are, just say, God, you're so good. Tell him again, God, you're so good. Think about his goodness toward you as we prepare to go into prayer. You know what God has done for you. You know how many times God has given you another chance. You know how many doors God has opened. You know how many ways God has made. You know how many times he's blessed you when you didn't even deserve it. Let me tell you something. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we just say thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. Lord, you're so good. God, you're such a good God. And we say thank you for all of your many blessings toward us, for our life, our health, and strength. We say thank you. For being in our right mind, we say thank you. For the use of our limbs, God, we say thank you, Jesus. Father, for whatever we have, whether it's an apartment, a shack, a condo, a studio, a home, or a mansion, whether it's a car, whether it's a limousine, whether it's a bus, a bicycle, or feet to walk around, we say thank you. Whether it's a wheelchair, Father, we say thank you. You are good, Lord. For our children, if we don't have children, for them nieces and nephews. And Father, if we don't even have nieces and nephews, for the people who love us and who sow into our lives, we say, thank you, you're so good. Father, for our income, whether it's disability, whether it's government assistance, whether we own our own businesses, whether we make six figures or $900, you're still good, God. You're still good. Father, we just thank you. We didn't deserve it, but you're still good. We haven't done what you told us, but you are still good. We've been rebellious, we've backslidden, we've disobeyed, but you're still good. And so we magnify you for it. We say thank you. We say thank you. We magnify you for your goodness. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, Father. Forgive and have mercy. Send down your favor and comfort them all about with your angels. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Make ways, open doors, fix hearts. Do what only you can do in the way that only you can do it, because you are God and you have sovereign jurisdiction in the earth. Lord, we say thank you that you're so good. Come on and just say, God, you're good. Tell them again, God, you're good. Hallelujah. In your name, Jesus, amen. Just keep praising him for his goodness toward you as I give the altar call and end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, I confess that you are good and that I will tell the world. Let me tell you something. God is good. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. And if you just return to the family, welcome home. Make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord every day, including here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. That you're in church, you're going to your own Bible study, Sunday school, your service, you're plugged in, you get involved in something in church. Don't just be a passive spectator. All right, our topic for today is let me tell you something. Your task for this entire day is to get that same certainty and speak to others and say, let me tell you something. God is good. I'll see you in the morning. His goodness is beyond comprehension. God is good.
Born by the river in a little